Nice wee text up here on the tree above me in Castle Gardens just simply says, ask God. You know, we live in a world full of pain and suffering and distress and discontentment, where many people have no answers. They wonder who they are, where did they come from, why are they here, what's the purpose of life, where's their destiny, where are they going, what's it all about, how do I make ends meet, how do I sort out my problems? And we try to find answers to those very important questions and all sorts of different things. Some people try religion, some try materialism, some try business and philosophy, some try family, some try religion, some try good works and good deeds. Others bury their heads in the sand and just go on in blind hope that there will be a better day. Others look to the world leaders and look to globalism and all sorts of different things to find real answers. But here, this little verse, this little text, if you like, it just says, ask God. I wonder if you ever asked God, if you ever really sought the Lord. The Bible says, those that seek me early shall find me. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your hearts. And whenever I was just a teenager, I entered into a wonderful experience of God's saving grace. Entered into a wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And from that moment on, I began to really understand and really discover that Christ is the answer. You ask God, what's the purpose of life? It's to glorify Him and to enjoy Him forever. Why are we here? Who put us here? Where are we going? God created us. We're here to serve God, to walk with God, to fellowship with God, to glorify God, and then one day to go out and meet God. And if you take God out of the equation, there's no answers. But whenever you come to the Word of God with an open mind and an open heart, and you ask God, you discover that yes, there are answers in the Bible. Jesus Christ is the answer to my every need. Christ is the answer. He is my friend indeed. Problems in life, my spirit may assail, but with Christ my Savior, I need never feel, for Christ is the answer to my every need. This little verse here as well has reference to prayer. Jesus Christ said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And in John 15:26, he said, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Can I appeal to anybody who's watching? I know that many Christians tune into these devotionals every day. Let's really give ourselves to prayer in these days. Hosea 10:12 says it's time to seek the Lord. We need to seek God, to search our hearts. We need to ask God for guidance and direction in these days, to show us the way forward and what He would have us to be and what He would have us to do. Maybe you have needs in your life. I encourage you, even take time today, even whenever you finish watching this short broadcast, take time to ask God. Maybe you need to ask God for forgiveness. Maybe you need to ask God to save you. Maybe as a Christian, you need to ask God for guidance and direction, for provision, for help in your life's trials. And you need to ask God to visit your home and your family and save the lost and save your loved ones. It's time to seek the Lord, friends. The book of James, just to finish with these verses, James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 says, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lusts. Whenever our heart's motives are right, and our relationship with God is right, we can ask God with confidence, knowing that God hears and answers prayer. Thank you.